probably listening to the song thinking, I totally know that song. But what's wrong with me? It is a song you know. It's Run Around by Blues Traveler.
Slightly altered, though. Just
yeah, it ain't the version you remember. It's from a new album they've got out called Cover Yourself. It's a cover. It's a collection of covers of their own songs. And actually, we've got John Popper and Chan Kinchla from Blues Traveler here in the BPP.
Hi. We like to think of them as reinterpretations.
Didn't Nickelback get sued for covering their own music?
I would like to sue us.
You can cool them,
and I would fight us. I would fight us tooth and nail. I would take this thing to the Supreme Court, and I'm not going to back down if I'm taking the Supreme Court.
You're putting
so
the system on trial.
I'm going to put the system, and the system's going to put...
I'm not going to be pushed around by you, John.
Yeah, I'm not either. I refuse to push me around.
Was it fun to do songs that you had already performed a million times in a new way, or...
The real premise of this album when we started was, why don't we just do a bunch of our songs acoustically? And that's how it started. Problem is... Our band is comprised of people like Chan's little brother Tad and Ben Wilson.
Well, once we started, we were going to do this quick acoustic thing in a day for iTunes, just something to work with iTunes.
They kept rearranging
the songs. But
once
we started working on it, we were like, it's kind of gimpy to just play them like we've been playing them live.
They couldn't
be contained. So we started
tinkering
with them a little bit, and eventually it took on a life of its own, and weeks and weeks later we had this piece of work.
That one you just played, Run Around, is, I think, the worst example because it was hard to change it.
Good pick by our producer, Dan.
Dan, way to go.
You know, because it's such a recognizable song, it was very difficult to recreate it.
If so you take Hook, Motown, we did a very different version of Hook. And the rest of them, I think,
were more creative.
Yeah. Well, we did a Carolina Blues with Charlie Sexton playing on a dobro.
Wow.
And we did it like an old Elmore James tune or something. You know, it was really cool.
Are these the versions of these songs that you guys would do during sound checks or during shows?
No, we worked these out specifically for this record.
Trying to mess them up. That's what eventually became
very
apparent.
It was really hard to dissect these songs and reinterpret them. I mean, it's amazing to see how many ways you can look at a song.
Oh, and for me, it was particularly hard because I kind of went away and let them work out arrangements. Mm-hmm. And so then there's a song I've been doing for 20 years, and I don't know how it goes. The fun part is when you get a good one and you just kind of do it in the moment.
Well, you know, obviously the versions of these songs are like your children. You could never pick one over the other. But did you find yourself getting to a reimagination of one of these songs that you're like, oh, this is better. The other ones suck.
Yes, it's interesting that you mention that because songs are like your children. And when you're editing them, you'd rather pull the arms off your own daughter than have someone else do it. Kind of like, you know, your children.
I'd rather let somebody else take the knife to my children.
You know, this may be the first time that we've actually had a guest come to us directly from the Howard Stern show.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's kind of hilarious that you would go from Howard Stern to NPR within
45
minutes.
We love the culture shock. It is awesome.
It's like when you sit in the sauna and you sweat out everything and then you jump in like a frozen lake. I guess we're the frozen lake of radio. That should be on our business cards. The frozen lake of radio.
You're being very hard on yourself. The refreshing mountain stream.
Yeah, a brisk,
refreshing mountain waterfall.
I think one is, you know, you're being naughty and then you're getting right again.
Oh, good.
It's the next day. It's the cold splash of water.
This is kind of like the rock and roll confessional.
Yes, this is the rock and roll altar on which we confess our true crimes
and
plead for mercy from you, the listening public.
What people love about rock and roll is the rock and rollers getting clean and confessing. No, wait, what they like is the music. So let's hear some. What are you guys going to play?
Yeah, there we go.
We're going to do a not exactly faithful because I cannot play nearly as well as Charlie Sexton.
I always like the hookers about rock and roll.
Version of this is.
Oh, see now these guys are the frozen lake of radio, and now Charlie Sexton's all better than you. Why? What is all this self-bashing going on?
I'm just giving Charlie some props.
Yeah, but you're supposed to go pro wrestling.
Humble. I play this better than Charlie.
I'm gonna have to run a red light. Oh, yeah. Said I'm trying to make a train at sunrise. I'm gonna have to run a red light. Oh, yeah. Said I was tangling with my Carolina. You know the girl kept me up all night. Oh, yeah. And when my Carolina throw down, you know the girl knows I
don't think we're gonna make it. There's nothing more that anyone could say. Hey, yeah. Said I almost got the feeling the cat I'm not liking it that way. Yeah, yeah. Said I'm waiting on the train, man, to wait and take the pain away. Then what I say?
Guitar.
That was
thanks,
wonderful.
John.
That's Blues Traveler here on the BPP. John Popper and Chan Kinchla here. John, how did you pick up harmonica? I mean, did you pick it up and immediately take to it, or was this
yes.
like what you just did? Is that
I was
of a lot
really
of hard
good at it right away, I thought that you only had one key of harmonica, so I was trying to play all these different. Like I was really into the Blues Brothers at that point. I was trying to play all their songs, and I was given a lot of lessons as a kid. You know. I was in church and I harmonized, and so they're like, oh, he's got an ear, and so cello lessons. And I looked good with the cello, but I hated practicing and doing homework. And then piano lessons, and then tuba lessons, give the fat kid a tuba. That's invariably what happens. And then, you know, guitar lessons. And even with the guitar, I actually learned to play it by ear, but he got mad that I was lying to him about pretending to read.
Oh,
and
right.
And so the great thing about the harmonicas is there was no teachers. So I could kind of do it the way I wanted to, and apparently I just had a real authority issue. Because then it came really naturally.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Charlie Sexton. Did you guys make the record in Austin?
Yes.
Yeah. Austin's kind of become, over the last like 8 years, we live all over, so it's become our kind of second home where we meet
it's
to work.
Great music town.
So good.
And we've done a couple records down there and a lot of songwriting down there, and gotten to be friends with a lot of people down there, and Charlie was nice enough to come and play a couple songs in this record.
Yeah, one of the cool things about Austin is people go to see music the way people go to the movies or go have coffee in the rest of the country.
What I love about Austin, not when South by Southwest is on, because then it's like I'm Mickey Mouse at Disneyland.
Even though South by Southwest is pretty fun. But
I was up against, I get pinned up against walls and you have to take pictures with people from, you know, Japan and stuff like that. And when those people aren't there, I go into a place and like, hey, man, how's it going? And you just sit in with people and it's so free. You get respected as a musician, but you get to do what you want to do, and like, it's a really great tradition. Yeah, you don't find that in a lot of towns.
And there's a lot of great musicians who don't necessarily make a lot of money, but everyone treats them so good and takes such good care of them that they can live there and get by.
There's a cool blues scene in Chicago in the sense that you can duel somebody at certain places, and that tradition's never died. It's right from the old days. When we grew up and were coming to New York, it was dead. That had never happened. And so when you run into a town like that, for us, it means a lot.
Of the many interviews you guys will do in promotion of this record, by the way, we're talking to Blues Traveler, nobody but nobody will have watched the video to Hook more than I have, because when I was in college, I wrote a paper about the video to Hook for some English lit class. I wanted – it's in Seattle somewhere, probably at the bottom of a landfill.
What was the synopsis? The hypothesis of what you were trying to prove.
Yes, what was your thesis?
You know what it was? I have no idea. And in fact, I don't think I probably knew at the time. And I thought the most visually interesting thing that came on was your guys' video for your song Hook.
Oh, thanks.
And so I decided to write about this middle part where you're doing the suck it in part that's really fast that everybody knows. And there's like a million little images that are flashing on the screen. And I sat there and rewound and paused each scene to try to write about
what that – I've done that with things like where you like every little detail in the story. I had no idea that we had that effect going on.
Well, you know, all I have to say is you're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome anytime, son.
All right, what do you guys play?
We're doing Reach Me, which is a song on the album which we will interpret yet again.
Moonlight's in her eyes and I can't see 3 feet in front of me. And it's the middle of the day. Herculean tasks, they come and go so easily. When her rods and her cones play. White bluely bathed in Elysian fields they run. And I don't care what time it is. I'd throw my watch away if I could hold the lunar surface by the flicker of light that she witnesses. And if I'm reaching you, why don't you feel guilty? And there's nothing to do, and you could only help me. And I may never learn that you could only teach me. I ain't sure where you're trying to go. All I'm saying is that you reach me. Some see the forest for the trees to avoid trouble. Trouble might be what I'm looking for.
The new Blues Traveler album is called Cover Yourself. You can check out song samples and current tour dates at bluestraveler.com. We want to thank John Popper and Chan Kinchla for being here.